Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. We start the final road trip of the regular season here in Frisco, hanging out with Dawson Brown, one of the big relievers for the Saudis right now as they head down the home stretch towards the second half. And Doss, we last talked, I think it was in July, on this pregame show about how you would really come into your own, throw in more strikes, and it feels like since then you've taken step after step forward. Where would you say you feel you are right now?
Well, I mean, find some wood to knock on. It's been all right recently, so, I mean, just trying to keep controlling what I can and just let the results take care of themselves. And, yeah, just, like I said, control what I can control, and thankfully the results have been pretty good for the most part, but, you know, knock on wood.
Yeah, we're knocking on wood here for you. I asked Colleen on Sunday just about you and what he's seen from you recently, and he kind of sat back in his chair and said, that dude's nasty when he's in the strike zone. And he said, you're east and west. Mm-hmm. It seems like the pitch shapes of your cutter and your sinker are really working in sync right now.
Yeah, I mean, for me, like we talked about in July in San Antonio, I mean, it's just really about being in zone. And, you know, if I'm trusting throwing everything in the zone, it usually, in all of baseball for pitchers, if you're in the zone, it usually works out well for you. Hitting's very hard. It's more of a testament to how hard hitting is than it is of me really doing anything crazy, to be honest.
Fair enough. This bullpen, especially away from Hodgetown, here we are starting a new road trip in a much more neutral ballpark than the home of the Saudis back in Amarillo. But it seems like the bullpen has this extra surge of confidence when we hit the road. Would you agree with that?
Well, I mean, it definitely helps. So, I'd say yes. There's extra confidence when you're away from Hodgetown just because, you know, the elements of the elevation, which makes the ball fly, and the wind, of course, blowing out at all times. But I kind of enjoy the fact that we play at Hodgetown all the time. It gets you used to the ball not moving as much. So when you go away, and I think a lot of guys have said this, when you go away on a road trip like this for a week and you throw the baseball in somewhere where the elevation is more normal and the ball moves so much more, it makes you feel like you're a lot better than you are. So, I mean, yeah, we definitely have more confidence, sure. Yeah.
No doubt. So the shirt that you're wearing right now is the pitching staff's recent purchase from Amazon. It's a lion with a Viking helmet on the back of a shark. Right? Is that I'm accurately describing that to our listening audience?
Yes, he's riding the shark.
Riding the shark. Mm-hmm. Well, how did that come about? Just give me the origin story there.
Well, you know, the manager Kalina always says that he doesn't want kitty cats, he wants lions.
Yes, he does.
And well, he doesn't want sardines as well.
No.
So here we are, and we have a shirt now. Roman Angelo on the team decided he was gonna get a shirt for all of us, and all of us pitched in. It was like $23 or something from Amazon. They bought like 30 of them or 20 of them or something like that. But he said that the guy on Amazon was like probably going crazy, like, hi, why hasn't somebody bought my shirt in like 10 years and all of a sudden somebody's buying it again? But so yeah, I mean, it's pretty much the origin story is it's just kind of a team joke. Yeah.
So this is not some AI generated shirt for this purpose. You just looked up lion and shark shirt on Amazon and this was there.
Well, I can't speak for Roman because I wasn't there when he did it, but yeah, I mean, he did not create the shirt
right
with AI. It probably was created with AI, yep, to be honest, but yeah, I mean, it's a silly shirt. Yeah, but we're having fun with it.
It is a silly shirt. The magic number is 8 for this team, 12 games left in the regular season. Where would you say the head of the clubhouse is right now about the playoff race, given that we're probably playing our best baseball all season right now?
I would say everybody's just taking it pretty much one game at a time. You know, it's kind of all you can do in this game. It's a super long season. You have to take it in the smallest pieces possible, and that is obviously one game at a time, one pitch at a time. And I think that's helped us stay grounded, and we're, you know, we've played some good baseball. We've been playing really good baseball, and we're, what, 5 games ahead right now with 12 to go? So we're in a good spot, but nobody's looking too far into the future.
That's good. Last one for you. I just wanted to ask you about how you view your role, because right now it's usually 2 to 3 innings, sometimes in the middle of the game, sometimes at the end of the game. Do you take pride in your ability to go more than one inning and maybe face an entire lineup?
I would say it just fits. I think it's more fun for me. I mean, I can't speak for everybody because, you know, some guys, you're like one inning guys, but I love going 3 innings because, I mean, you get a few days off for tomorrow, which is kind of nice, which I like because I grew up starting, which I'm sure a lot of guys have, but like I love the starting kind of mindset of like you go out and you have your one day of like six innings, and then like it's the weight completely off your back when you come out. And so what I do isn't obviously the same, but like three innings coming out and you get a few days off and being able to face the lineup once and like facing some guys twice is I take a lot of pride in that because I mean, first of all, to be able to do it, you have to be able to throw strikes, which is one of the reasons why I spent so much time this offseason trying to make sure I was able to throw strikes more to be able to do this, because you can throw more innings if you throw more innings at a time, obviously, which, and I want to throw as many innings as I can to be as valuable as possible to the organization and the team.
Easy enough. Dawson Brown, great as ever on the A&B pregame show. Thanks, man.
Thank you very much.
We're back next on News Talk 940 AM.